Hello everybody, this is The Health is Wealth, and today we'll be arguing whether or not we think doctors should go on strike. There will be three sections to this podcast: patient safety and quality of care, fair compensation, and protecting the NHS values. I'm joined by my fellow peers. Introduce yourself, guys.
Hi, my name is Hussein.
Hi guys, my name is Mawayed.
Hi guys, my name is Tamin. Okay, so me and Chakra are going to be speaking why doctors shouldn't strike, and Hussein and Mawayed are going to speak about why doctors should strike.
So why do you think that doctors shouldn't strike?
So the main reason is that when doctors strike, obviously appointments are going to get cancelled, and according to the King's Fund, 1.3 million NHS appointments have been cancelled, which affects people in many ways. 66% of the people surveyed said, most of them said that they suffer from ongoing pain, especially people with mental health problems who haven't been getting the right treatment, and people who are prescribed medicine and can't get access to their medicine are going to get affected.
Yeah, that's very true. Think about it. All these delayed and rescheduled appointments are going to have a knock-on effect on the NHS system as a whole. Doctors will be having to work many more hours to make up for the lost time. This will result in doctors getting tired, burnt out. Burning out can really damage the doctor's ability and judgment, which in return will damage the NHS's principles of delivering the most high quality care for each patient.
I get what you mean about burnout, Shakir. I also agree that overwork and burnout are a huge issue right now, especially with the fact that the more burnout a doctor is, there's clearly a relationship with the reduced care or quality of care with the patient, especially with the fact that 52% of UK doctors say they feel burnout according to a 2022 GMC survey. And I think that, like, when doctors are this exhausted, it's no surprise that the patient care can suffer, because doctors are more likely to make mistakes, because even though doctors are perceived as really smart people, they're also humans. So I feel like the mental issue, or not the mental issue, but mental disorders are really overlooked when it comes to doctors, because just because doctors treat other people doesn't mean that they don't need treatment themselves. So I think striking could really push the NHS to get serious about fixing the workload problems given to the doctors. And it will make a big difference in both doctors' well-being and the care that patient gets, because obviously quality of care is a really good, big priority within the NHS.
That's very true. And I think that keeping in mind the fact that the patient is the number one priority, which is a principle and a foundation that the NHS was built upon, doctors should strike 100%, because like Hussein mentioned, it does cause, and Shakir, it does cause a lot of mental problems for doctors, which can be overlooked. And these mental problems can affect patient quality and the healthcare that a patient can obtain from the NHS. From the pressure that doctors are constantly in the NHS, we can see that an estimated 237 million medication errors occurred in the NHS in England every year, which is honestly like a tremendous amount, keeping in mind that NHS serves millions of people in this country. And seeing that this amount of errors is taking place in such a huge foundation is quite concerning, which is why we think that that is one consequence of overworking doctors.
Okay, so you think that overworking doctors will ultimately result in burnout of doctors, and we both know that these strikes have caused many delays to appointments, resulting in more hours being worked. So if you believe that doctors are becoming burnt out, why should doctors strike? What do you think their purpose is for striking? And what do you think could be done?
I get where you're coming from, Shaku, but I feel like it's more for the long term. It has more of a long term benefit if the doctors were to strike, because it means that the doctors that would come into the future won't be as burnt out if the doctors now do go on strike, just to prove their point.
But then at that point, would you be risking quality of care for patients now as opposed to the future, where every patient should get the highest quality of care whenever it is, no matter the situation?
I get what you mean, but as of this day now, we are giving our best. The doctors are clearly giving their best quality of care. No one's purposefully reducing the quality of care. I see what you're trying to say, how like if you reduce the quality of care for a short period of time on purpose, does that align with the NHS constitution? But I feel like it does really come down to whether you're looking in the present or into the future.
What do you think the root of the problem is? Why do you think doctors are striking?
So to solve a problem, you first have to look at the foundation of the problem. And the main cause for doctors striking is horrible salaries. Junior doctors in particular work an average of 42 to 46 hours a week, and they earn an average salary of £14 an hour, which is not a lot compared to the effort they put in into the NHS. So what we're seeing is a system that's in a cyclic structure. It's never ending, because to solve the situation, you need to increase doctors' pay in order to prevent further strikes from happening in the future. So, yeah, that's what. What do you think, Hussein?
I mean, they're getting paid £14 an hour, and I literally we know people in our year group that kept paid more, and they haven't done the training or all of this that is required to become a doctor, and they're still getting paid more. Whereas doctors are literally saving lives, and they're giving us an opportunity, you know, to have a future. So I feel like the fact that their pay is so low is just not fair on them.
Mm-hmm.
Completely understand your point, and I think that's a very valid point. Simon?
But don't you think there's other ways to raise this concern than striking? Like, for example, they can make public awareness campaigns that doesn't directly compromise patient care, which still prioritizes patient cares and raises their point. I feel like that would be a better way.
I would have said the same thing. I believe that striking is not the best way, and I think there are very severe consequences to striking in this sense. So what do you think about other ways of demonstrating without having a detrimental impact on the NHS system?
I feel like then striking would be the best, because it's the shortest approach, because if we do campaigns, then campaigns are going to be more long term. So overall, you are making a patient, you're reducing quality of care for patients. I get that it wouldn't be as much as striking, but it would still be, you know, some sort of damage to quality of care. It would just be on a long term basis. So I feel like if you look at the benefits of striking, I feel like the benefits do outweigh the cost. So I feel like striking is probably the only approach that has such a high impact that would actually make the NHS increase the doctor's pay. What about you, Moaid?
Yeah, I think that as well. I think doctors have been campaigning for many years, since the foundation of the, since the founding of the NHS. And I think in general, doctors have had enough, especially junior doctors, for the amount of effort and work they put in, just for the small salary they get. And unfortunately, what we're seeing right now is that doctors are moving out of the NHS and moving abroad to other countries where there are more opportunities, such as Australia or the US, where the salary is much higher, and the system in general is more intact, because we've seen in the past where doctors have to work extra shifts and they're not getting paid for it, which is a huge concern, because doctors have families, doctors have friends, they're still human, they're still humans that need to live their life like any ordinary citizen.
Absolutely, I completely agree with you that doctors are working unfavorable conditions and they are unfairly paid. And just to go back to your point there, you mentioned Australia and America as being two countries doctors from the NHS end up going as a result of higher pay and probably better working conditions. Do you think the NHS should privatize as a result? Because the two countries you did mention actually have private healthcare. So do you think the NHS should privatize?
No, definitely not. I think the NHS being developed after the World War was primarily made for the lower income families, and that it's been a core in this country for such a long time since the war. And I think that privatizing the NHS would not solve the problem, because you would still have all of these patients that are affected by it, because there's still many people that that do not get paid enough in this country. So they wouldn't have access to proper healthcare, which would be causing a new problem rather than fixing the problem.
And to build on what you saw, do you want to go, Shaku?
That's fine, you can go.
To build on what Mawai had said, I understand, like, it sounds quite authoritarian if I say that, you know, some jobs get paid more than doctors that don't deserve it as much. Because back to what I was saying earlier, I know some people that get paid like £20 an hour compared to doctors that on average get only paid £40. But it's not only nationally where they get paid less, but also they get underpaid compared to their counterparts in OECD countries, where it's around 20 to 30% less. So I feel like it's not just that doctors are undervalued, but it's also harder now to keep more talented doctors in the NHS, because as Mawai said, they are leaving and it's really depleting the quality of care that the NHS can provide.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with all the points you guys said, and I just want to move back a couple of points where I mentioned how strikes would make the NHS look bad. Like, if doctor strike, people can take it in as a form of being greedy. It kind of could damage the trust, which could lead to long-term problems and doctor-patient relationships, which I feel is one of the most vital important rules of being a doctor.
Moving on to protecting the NHS, one major problem that's been clear is privatization and the NHS and how it has a lot of people worried, especially with outsourcing to private companies skyrocketing by 89% between 2015 and 2020. So I feel like, obviously, on top of all the other reasons doctors are feeling worried, it gives them even another reason. And it feels like maybe slowly the shift seems to be chipping away at what the NHS is supposed to stand for, because there was this whole, you know, argument about how the NHS is supposed to be, you know, free and public healthcare for everyone, no matter the background. So when private companies start to take over, maybe it's less focus on, you know, how everyone is meant to get free public healthcare, and more about how people, you know, who are fortunate enough to have the finance to be able to afford private care, the other people are getting pushed aside in favor of making money. So if they were to strike, it would make sure that the NHS goes back to, you know, what it's meant to be and how it's meant to be, a public service. A public service that's focused on actually giving everyone equal access to quality care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree, Hussein. I mean, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen more money being pumped into the private healthcare sector. I mean, according to like a recent study which I read earlier, it said roughly £385 million have been pumped into the private sector and the private healthcare sector. And especially after COVID, we've seen that many more people have decided to turn their back against the NHS and go to private healthcare clinics. And we've unfortunately seen also that doctors are moving along from NHS hospitals to private hospitals. And in general, this is a huge problem because the NHS is supposed to provide free healthcare for all.
I completely agree with you, Moritz. And it brings us back to the question, should doctors strike? Because these strikes have clearly caused delays and dissatisfaction between patients and doctors. So do you think that might be the main cause as to why patients are switching to private care over the NHS?
No, I feel like they've been switching to the private care even before the strikes. They've been switching because of how little quality of care is being prioritized anymore. I feel like now the only priority of NHS is, you know, get people in, treat them and get them out. There's a lack of emphasis on the actual quality of care required to the people. You know, like if you go to the emergency room for, I don't know, something that they view as minimal, you could be there for up to 6 hours. Like even if it's just abdominal pain, but you think it's serious, because the NHS views it as less life-threatening, you'll have to wait for so long.
Absolutely. Waiting times have been affected severely by the rescheduling of appointments as a result of these strikes. So I don't think,
this brings me back to the point that I don't think striking is an efficient and effective way of both getting to the root of the problem, solving the problem, whilst also upholding NHS principles and values.
But I feel like it's making a point and the NHS has to listen to, because they're putting patients, you know, they're almost holding patients hostages. The NHS has to listen, because if there's no doctors, then, you know, who's going to be giving treatments? I feel like that's the whole point of the strikes, you know, to make a point and to show that it's just not fair what the NHS has going on for the doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So
what do you think needs to be done in order to prevent strikes in the future and solve this dissatisfaction that doctors currently have?
You know, after hearing what you said, I do believe that maybe striking isn't the best option, but I don't know, I feel like the other options are very limiting. So if you what do you think would give the same, you know, the same messages as striking, but without the actual striking itself?
I think what could be done is a series of in-house meetings between the senior
members of the NHS,
because they obviously know the issues far better than we know it. So I think there needs to be conversations, and these conversations need to be they need to lead to negotiations with the private health, not the private health, the health secretary, which
is currently happening.
And I think this is the correct
way to do it,
as opposed to striking, which has caused a severe
decline in treatment, severe delays, severe increase in waiting times, and not to mention the £1 billion it has costed the taxpayer, which could have been used to fund the NHS in the first place.
But I feel like that's completely going against the whole point of striking, because then you're just looking at, you know, who the top of the NHS is, the people at the top of the NHS and their beliefs, instead of looking at the people at the very bottom of the chain, the junior doctors, the doctors. But also I feel like because it's the top of the NHS that are doing that meeting, it would be very biased. So do you think there'd be any way to incorporate the doctors' beliefs into that meeting?
That is a very fair point. That is a very good point. I think a way issues can be raised would be to have a system within the NHS where all doctor dissatisfaction, all patient related dissatisfaction can be recorded in a form that can be later raised at these meetings, because obviously it will be near impossible to have every NHS member in these meetings. So I think if the points being made are gathered, kind of like how in schools we have form reps that we go to, doctors can have a similar system where they can raise their issues with someone in their team, which raise their issue with someone higher, and the message will get across eventually.
I do think that this has already been attempted in the NHS and has resulted in nothing. I mean, we've seen several doctors complaining, on the, whether it be on the news or in social media, complaining about a tremendous amount of hours they work for a little they get back. And this is a huge concern because we see that it is a system where you are not being listened to and doctors are not being listened to. And I think that, going back to the striking point, I think that when they did strike, we've seen the government make a decision 2 months ago in July, where the average salary has been raised from £32,400 to £36,600. So we, and that was for a foundation training doctor in the NHS. And yeah, we've seen that striking does lead to improvements, because it is a way of the doctors saying that they've had enough and that they've been working for too much.
Do you think
the cons of striking are too great in comparison to what is being achieved? Because the increase in pay, I believe, is still insufficient. And I think that, you know, other methods would be something the NHS should look into.
What about you, Tommy? What do you think? What solutions do you suggest?
I mainly think that doctors should kind of engage in media to highlight their concerns. I feel like maybe they could engage with politicians, like meet with elected representatives, and to kind of raise their concerns to the public. So then if the public are like know their concerns, the government would start doing, making a change.
I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
So right, do you guys think the overall solution is? Have we all come to agreement?
We've been having a discussion. Has anyone's views weighed? Do you guys still think doctors should strike and that's the most effective way of getting the message out there?
I think that...
Or me and Tamo convince you guys?
No, not really. No, I'm just joking. I feel like, yeah, doctors should strike, but after this, I think that now I can see why you guys would think that doctor striking maybe isn't as efficient as some other things would be. But I still feel like we need a short-term action, and we need to do it now, because slowly and slowly NHS is depreciating its quality of care.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you guys? Do you guys agree with striking more now?
I think striking is likely efficient, however it does cause harm, unlike other different ways you can raise awareness.
So I feel like we agree that short-term consequence striking is bad, but long-term, do you feel like it would have more beneficial outcomes?
I think it would.
Well, the strikes have been going on throughout the past year, and I don't think there has been sufficient progress.
So what do you think we could do instead?
What do I think? I think there are ways the NHS can raise money despite the governmental deposit of money to the NHS. I think one way this could be done would be the full privatization of dentistry. This would raise roughly £3.56 billion
What about the people that need serious dental treatments, like root canals or other treatments that if they didn't get, they wouldn't be able to eat or drink or have really sensitive teeth, and it would make their quality of life depreciate greatly?
That's a fair point. Well, then,
do you feel like
there could be further privatization of dentistry? And
I agree with that as well, especially with the fact that dentistry is leaning more towards a cosmetic route now rather than a health route. So I feel like more privatization would definitely be beneficial.
Yeah, but there's also some disadvantages to privatization, because it might lead to a two-tier system where those who can afford private can receive care quicker and maybe even better treatment than those who can't. So it's going to be inequality in healthcare.
But I feel like, I agree with that as well.
I think private care has shown significant advantages over the NHS for dentistry in particular. The other day, I was talking to a dentist, my local dentist, and he was talking to me about how he's not going to renew his NHS contract, as private pays significantly more. And he told me that the difference is from £50, the rates of thousands, £1,000, £2,000, £3,000. And it just shows how significantly better privatization would be for dentistry.
As you said, Chaco, how it can lead to increased profit, this might change the primary goal of healthcare from patient care to profit maximization, which could compromise the quality of care. And
very fair. In summary, I think we should wrap it up there, guys. The first episode of
The Health and Wealth.
And let us know if you guys had any views on this situation. We'll be releasing episodes weekly, so stay tuned.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.